在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello, and welcome to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. I'm your host, Adam Friedman. Today's topic, the age of consent. But first, your daily dose of legalese. This podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship with any listener. In other words,Although I am a lawyer, I'm not your lawyer. In fact, we barely even know each other. If you need personalized legal advice, contact an attorney in your community. Mario writes in to say, Hi Adam, I love your podcast. It's very informative. But of course, that's not the important thing right now. The important thing is that Mario then goes on to say, My son just turned 18, and his girlfriend is 17. They do have sexual relations.Is it possible that her parents can put him in jail for going out with a minor? Great question. So, when is teen romance a crime? The answer, of course, is whenever it involves vampires on TV. Well, the real answer will take a little longer to explain, so let me begin with some basics. It's not easy being the parent of a teenager. There's the loud music, the acne medications, and the social awkwardness to deal with. Still, one doesn't usually bargain on having to visit Junior in the slammer.Mario, I wish I could say that your 18-year-old son is behaving perfectly legally. But the truth is, it depends on which state he and his girlfriend are living in. The law makes a basic distinction between consensual sexual relations and non-consensual sexual relations. The former is generally legal, whereas the latter is a crime. Depending on the circumstances, it may even be rape. Crime is serious business, as recently underscored by the case of French film director Roman Polanski.Who faces extradition to California stemming from his conviction for having sex with a minor 30 years ago. As always, if you suspect a crime has been committed, you should always contact the police or an attorney. Now, Mario might be thinking, but my son and his girlfriend are both consenting. What makes this complicated is that the law assumes that minors are incapable of consenting to sexual activity. Therefore, any sexual contact with a minor typically constitutes a crime because it is technically non-consensual.Even if both parties are perfectly willing. If intercourse is involved, it may amount to the crime referred to as statutory rape. What, then, is a minor for these purposes? Each state has the ability to establish the minimum age at which a person can consent to sex. This is popularly known as the age of consent, even though state laws don't actually use that term. In most states, the age of consent is 16.However, in a number of states, including California, Florida, and Wisconsin, the age is 18. If Mario lives in one of those states, it is possible that his son might be violating the law because of his relationship with a 17-year-old. Contrary to Mario's assumption, the girl's parents do not have the power to put Mario's son in jail. Only the state can do that. The girl's parents can, however, file a report with the police, and, if it happens to be a state where the age of consent is 18, the police may bring charges.The fact that Mario seems to be fine with his son's relationship is legally irrelevant. Indeed, even if both parents approved, sex with a minor below the age of legal consent is still a crime. Are there any defenses that might keep the young lovers out of trouble? Probably the strongest factor in their favor is the closeness of their ages. He's 18 and she's 17. Where a case of statutory rape involves two parties who are very close in age, generally within 4 years of each other,Some states recognize this as a mitigating factor. Under these so-called Romeo and Juliet laws, proximity in age can make an unlawful situation lawful, or may at least provide an affirmative defense that the accused sexual offender may raise at trial. Romeo and Juliet is, of course, a beautiful story. But remember, things didn't actually work out for the star-crossed lovers. They both ended up dead. If you're a parent of a teenager, be familiar with the laws in your state and be aware of your child's activities.No matter what your view of personal or religious ethics, there might actually be strong legal reasons for the kids to practice abstinence. Thank you for listening to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. Before I go, I want to let you know that the Quick and Dirty Tips website has been completely redesigned and updated. You can now search through our archive of tips by category, take polls, submit questions and tips of your own, and download free samples from the Quick and Dirty Tips books and audiobooks.See for yourself. Visit quickanddirtytips.com and send us a note to let us know what you think of the changes. You can send questions and comments to legal@quickanddirtytips.com or call them into the voicemail line at 206-202-4LAW. Please note that doing so will not create an attorney-client relationship and will be used for the purposes of this podcast only.